For want of a face mask, this morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Like most of you, I'm trying to follow all the rules and not trying to overthink them. I'm ignoring the president's quirks and even the sucking up at the daily briefings. There will be plenty of time to vent about all that when everything snaps back to normal. But here's what I can't help noticing. Number one, we're told we shouldn't wear a mask unless we're sick because masks are designed to prevent a sick person from spreading the virus to a well person. Okay. But then number two, we're told to assume that we're all sick, even if we don't feel sick, which is why we all have to stay home. But the masks prevent sick people from spreading the infection. So if there were enough masks, couldn't those of us whose jobs don't allow us to work from home and who feel fine go ahead and wear one and with the proper precautions safely return to work? I realize there aren't enough to do that right now, but I notice that there are sewing circles starting to form. What if we got Amazon to deliver real microfiber mask material to every American with a sewing machine so that Rosie the Mask Maker and Roscoe the Mask Maker, because it is 2020, can make a gazillion reusable masks and give us a fighting chance at averting what is starting to look like a catastrophic recession?